Alleluia, alleluia. I am the first and the last, says the Lord, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Alleluia. Hear the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father, and this is the gospel of the Lord. Father God, I pray that you will take these few human words and through them reveal something of the mystery of your kingdom. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Do please sit down. When Margaret and I lived in Suffolk, we used to host a children's holiday Bible club every year. And the children loved spending time in the vicarage garden, chiefly because it was something of a menagerie. We had chickens, ducks, geese, and we had three Hebridean sheep who were named Maisie, Bonnie Bell, and Big Mac. The animals would wander in and out of the marquees where we were teaching the children and wherever the children had their activities, and the children loved all the animals wandering in and out. Their favourite activity was singing, and their favourite song was "I Want to Be a Sheep." And the song was based loosely on today's reading from John and on the preceding verses. In the earlier verses preceding today's reading, we read that Jesus was in conversation with the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and other members of the religious establishment, all of whom were given to hypocrisy. And it was through the words of the song that the children declared that they didn't want to be Pharisees, Sadducees, or hypocrites. Instead, they wanted to be sheep and follow Jesus. Had Maisie, Bonnie Bell, and Big Mac been able to join in, or indeed been biblically literate, they would have been able to tell the children that there were plenty of stories about sheep in the Bible. Moreover, they would have been able to tell them that not all of the stories end well. The sheep in Jesus' time in Palestine were raised for meat, for milk, wool, and hide. They were also used for religious sacrifice, none of which is good news for the sheep. But there is more. The children would have learned from the sheep that the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd was an analogy for the relationship between the people of Israel and their leaders, men who were supposed to be as shepherds to them. But that doesn't mean that they were good shepherds. In the book of Ezekiel, we read how God condemns the practices of the shepherds, who were just as hired hands. But that said, the book of Ezekiel also tells us that that same God is the good shepherd, the one who takes care of them, protects and feeds them, and heals their wounds. Sheep may not be biblically literate, but they do know instinctively the difference between a good shepherd and a hired hand. They will be wary of the hired hand, but follow the good shepherd wherever it is that he or she leads them. The Pharisees to whom Jesus was speaking might be, should be, considered the shepherds of the flock that was Israel. But sadly, they have become no more than hired hands. The love of self was infinitely stronger than their love for the community. No one was safe in their care. And instead of leading them to green pastures or still waters, the Pharisees took and kept the best things in life for themselves. Worse still, they distorted God's word to suit their own agenda, rather than using God's word to build up the spiritual life of the community. Jesus is speaking directly to the religious leaders of Israel as he explains the difference between the good shepherd and a hired hand. But the Pharisees were so spiritually blind or thick-skinned that they didn't realize that he was speaking about them. Instead, in their spiritual blindness, as we shall hear in the following verses, the Pharisees become enraged when Jesus tells them that he is the good shepherd. They are enraged because Jesus says this. He says, "I am the good shepherd." They are angry because "I am" is the way that God reveals himself to Moses and to Israel in the burning bush. God says, "I am who I am." They are angry too because this is how God reveals himself to the leaders of Israel in the book of Ezekiel. They are angry because Jesus is using the sacred name of God as his own. And they are angry too, because as the penny slowly drops, they realize that Jesus is casting them into the role of the hired hand. They are reminded of the condemnation of God, as recorded by the prophet Ezekiel, of the bad shepherds who mistreat and kill the sheep, the ones that they are supposed to be protecting. If Jesus is calling himself by God's name, he is calling the Pharisees hired hands and thieves. Jesus says that he will lay down his life for the sheep. Moreover, he will not only lay down his life for the sheep because he has to, but because of his deep love for every child of God, then and now, both Jew and Gentile. So the question, as always, what does all this mean to us today? Today, more than ever, we are surrounded by many and various voices telling us how to think and what to think. They are the voices of politicians, of journalists, influencers and pundits coming at us from every direction. Some we think we can trust, voices that are encouraging and make us feel safe. Others that are bullying, spiteful, untruthful, we know instinctively not to listen to. to those voices? Or do we? Another analogy used in the scriptures is that of the wolf in sheep's clothing, discerning the truthful from the mendacious is not always that easy. The one voice that we can trust implicitly is that of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. We can always trust him to be truthful and only ever have our welfare at his heart. And we tune in to the voice of the Good Shepherd through the scriptures and through our prayers and through our communion with each other. It is through our prayers that we are able to discern who is for us and who we should shun. And it's through our prayers that our ears, minds, and hearts are opened to hear the voice of love and the reassurance that the Good Shepherd has our back. But there is more. Last Wednesday evening, I went to the licensing and induction of Steve Newbold, the new vicar of the Bradfield Group of Parishes. And it was during that service that Bishop Olivia handed Steve a document known as the Cure of Souls. And as she passed the Cure of Souls to him, she spoke these words: "Steve, receive the Cure of Souls, which is both yours and mine." The Cure of Souls is an ecclesiastical archaism for the care of souls. Put simply, Steve had been appointed to be the shepherd of the community that makes up the Bradfield Benefice. And you may remember that not too long ago, Julia was given that same charge at her induction. And likewise, I received the Cure of Souls for the parishes to which I have been appointed. But all that said, the Cure of Souls is not a solo appointment. One way or another, we are all called to lay down our lives, first for the Lord Jesus Christ, and then for the people of our community. We may not be called, literally, to die for others, but we are called to live welcoming lives, lives of service to the church and the community, to be available to others, just as Jesus is available to us. Our time, our skills, our knowledge, our hospitality, our encouragement and our understanding, all of these we can lay down for the benefit of others. And in serving them, we are serving Christ, whose life was dedicated to understanding, healing, serving, and above all, loving those that he met. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.